Here now is Elmar Oliveira, followed by Lauren Mazel, for the Violin Concerto No. 5 in A minor, Opus 37 by Vuitton.
Thank you. Thank you.
The soloist with the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Marzell, in that performance of the Violin Concerto No. 5 in A minor, opus 37, by Henri Dutens. Here is Mr. Oliveira for a bow. He is the first prize winner of the 1975 Naumburg Spring Competition and the G.B. Daily Dallas News Award. He was born in 1950 and began concertizing at the age of 11, only 2 years after he began studying with his older brother, a violinist in the Houston Symphony. He was soon brought to the attention of the renowned teacher Raphael Bronstein, with whom he continued his studies. At the age of 14, as the winner of a competition in conjunction with the Hartford Symphony Orchestra, he made his formal debut with that orchestra on television. Since that first performance, he has been re-engaged 10 times and was the soloist for the opening concert of their 76-77 season. And so we come to the intermission of this early matinee concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. We heard on the first part of this Cleveland Orchestra concert the Violin Concerto No. 5 in A minor, opus 37 by Dutens, with Elmar Oliveira as the soloist. Following the intermission, Lauren Marzell returns to conduct Harold in Italy, opus 16 by Berlioz. Joining the orchestra and Mr. Marzell will be Robert Vernon, the orchestra's principal violist. On the Angel recording of this work by Yehudi Menuhin as viola soloist with the Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Colin Davis, the anonymous annotator informs us that for the program of Harold in Italy, which appeared in 1834, Berlioz turned to Byron, but only to twist Child Harold to his own purposes. Byron's melancholy dreamer is made to wander through the countryside of Italy, and his presence in each movement of the work is indicated by a solo viola. The work is a symphony with viola obbligato, conceived to a program of the composer's own, the sole connection with Byron being the adoption of Harold as the protagonist in the journey. There is some affinity to the idée fixe of the preceding fantastic symphony, but here the viola itself is the idea, rather than a constant musical phrase which may appear on any instrument of the orchestra. Joining Mr. Mazel and the orchestra will be Robert Vernon, the orchestra's principal violist. The fact that it is a viola that is used to indicate Harold brings up the story of Paganini and the 20,000 francs. The composer in his memoirs tells us how after a concert, a man with a long mane of hair, with piercing eyes, with strange and haggard face, was waiting for him in the foyer. This was Paganini, who overwhelmed Berlioz with praise. Later, the virtuoso desired a solo piece for a new viola he had acquired and came to Berlioz as the only man he could trust to write it. Characteristically, Berlioz made of it an orchestral symphony to a highly romantic program, using the viola merely as an obbligato soloist to personify his hero. Paganini saw the first movement in the score, but the rest for the viola displeased him. He would have preferred to be playing all of the time. However, Berlioz altered nothing and completed the work. At a performance of Harold on December 16, 1838, Paganini and his son were again waiting for the composer after the concert, and this time the violinist knelt to kiss Berlioz's hand. Here is our soloist, Robert Vernon, with Mr. Mazel for Harold in Italy.
Thank you.
Harold in Italy, Opus 16 by Hector Berlioz, performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Marzell, with Robert Vernon as the soloist. Mr. Vernon assumed the position of principal violist of the Cleveland Orchestra in November of 1976. He was born in 1948 in Toronto. He attended George Washington High School in New York. He also attended the Juilliard School of Music in New York, where his teachers were Ivan Galamian and Sally Thomas. Following graduation, he joined the faculty of the New College in Sarasota, Florida, where he also performed as violist in the New College String Quartet and participated in the New College Summer Music Festival. For several years, he was associate principal violist of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and also appeared as soloist with that orchestra under the direction of Alexander Gibson. Robert Vernon is back on stage, along with him, Lauren Marzell. Marzell asks the orchestra to stand. Upon his arrival here in Cleveland, Mr. Vernon was appointed to the faculty of the Cleveland Institute of Music. And so with the playing of Harold in Italy by Berlioz, we come to the conclusion of this early matinee concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Earlier, we heard the violin concerto number 5 in A minor, opus 37 by Guinton, with Elmar Oliveira as the soloist. The conductor was Lauren Marzell.